It's time for Fresh Oil with singer-songwriter and pastor Keith Manley, a program designed to minister the gospel of God's grace and to bring fresh oil to the brokenhearted. And now, with today's program, Pastor Keith Manley.
Hello and welcome to Fresh Oil. I'm your host, Keith Manley. Hey, what comes to mind when you hear the word miracle? Do you picture an impossible healing, life saved at just the last minute, or a divine message appearing in the time of a need? Or do you think of something smaller, everyday blessings like a timely financial breakthrough, or maybe an unexpected opportunity, or the restoration of a broken relationship? One of the greatest miracles I've ever witnessed is sitting in my office counseling two people that were ready for a divorce, and I see God heal their relationship. That is an awesome miracle. Miracles are often thought as supernatural interventions, but are they always grand and dramatic? Or could they be woven into the fabric of our everyday lives? See, I believe miracles are among the most captivating and debated phenomena in human history. At first glance, they are events that defy ordinary explanation, and they provoke wonder in our hearts. But to truly understand what a miracle is, I'm someone who loves definitions, and so I want to look at the definitions. The Oxford Dictionary defines a miracle in this way: an extraordinary or welcome event that is not explicable by natural or scientific laws and is therefore attributed to a divine agency. I guess they mean God. You see, this common definition highlights the wonder of miracles and how they seem to go beyond nature's usual order. However, the word miracle has many meanings. For believers, a miracle is more than just a rare event. It's a sign of faith or divine power. To deepen our understanding, let's look at the Hebrew language, and there are several words used in connection with what we call miracles. Let me give you three of them real quickly. First, there's the word mopheth in Hebrew, and this term is rooted in the idea of conspicuousness. It can be translated as a wonder or a sign or a miracle. And in the Old Testament, this Hebrew word was used to describe events that not only astonish, but also serve as tokens of divine power. In Genesis chapter 7 and verse 9, God said to Moses, he said, "When Pharaoh says to you, 'Perform a miracle,'" there's the word, "then say to Aaron, 'Take your staff and throw it down before Pharaoh, and it will become a snake.'" Another word that is used for miracle in the Old Testament was the Hebrew word oth. O-T-H is the way we pronounce it. And this word is translated sign or token. And I think of this verse every time I see a rainbow after it rains, because God used this word when he talked to Noah in Genesis chapter 9 and verse 13. He said, "I have set my rainbow," there it is as a sign, "in the clouds, and it will be the sign of the covenant between me and the earth." Every time you see a rainbow, friend, you're seeing a miracle. And then the most common Hebrew word for miracles is the word nes. And this became the word in Jewish tradition that's used to say a miracle. In its original sense, it means a banner or an emblem, a public display of victory or divine favor. And this word reminds us that the word miracle has a deeper meaning, serving as a sign that reveals something about God's connection with his people and the covenant that he makes with mankind. Not only are miracles found in the Old Testament, but miracles were also used in the New Testament as signs and wonders and the kingdom. The New Testament carries on this tradition of miracles, but it gives a deeper theological meaning, because Jesus' miracles are not just displays of his power, but they're essential to his message of salvation. Several miracles come to mind. Jesus performed some 37 miracles during his ministry, and John even wrote, he said, "If all the miracles that Jesus did and the things he did were written in a book, there would not be enough room in the earth to contain the book." So we know that he did many more, but the New Testament records 37 of them. One of the first was the feeding of the 5,000. It's found in Matthew chapter 14, and And here he took 5 loaves and he took 2 fish and he multiplied them and he fed 5,000 men, not counting the women and the children. In verse 19 it said, and he directed the people to sit down on the grass, and taking the 5 loaves and the 2 fish and looking up to heaven, he gave thanks and broke the loaves. And then he gave them to the disciples, and the disciples gave them to the people, and they all ate and were satisfied. And the disciples picked up 12 basketfuls of broken pieces that were left over. Are you getting this? They started with 5 loaves and 2 fishes, and they picked up 12 basketfuls after 5,000 men and all the women and children ate. 1 basket for each disciple. And in verse 21, he reiterates the fact. He says, the number of those who ate was about 5,000 men besides women and children. So we could easily assume Jesus fed at least probably 12,000 to 15,000 that day when you add the women and the children. We knew the children were there because he took the bread and the loaves from 1 little boy who volunteered his lunch. Mark chapter 5 records one of the most amazing miracles that Jesus performed. It was a woman who had been bleeding for 12 years. Verse 26 said she had suffered a great deal under the care of many doctors and had spent all she had, yet instead of getting better, she grew worse. When she heard about Jesus, she came up behind him in the crowd and touched his cloak, because she thought, if I just touch his clothes, I will be healed. And immediately her bleeding stopped, and she felt in her body that she was freed from her suffering. All at once, Jesus realized that power had gone out from him. He turned around in the crowd and asked, "Who touched my clothes?" "You see the people crowding against you," his disciples answered, "and yet you ask, 'Who touched me?'" But Jesus kept looking around to see who had done it. And then the woman, knowing what had happened to her, came and fell at his feet and, trembling with fear, told him the whole truth. And he said to her, "Daughter, your faith has healed you. Go in peace and be freed from your suffering." Jesus healed the sick. As a matter of fact, the book of Acts chapter 10 and verse 38 said this, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and power, and how he went around doing good and healing all who were under the power of the devil, because God was with him. Jesus performed miraculous healings time and time again. And my friend, he still does it today. I have seen it with my own eyes. I have felt it in my own body when God healed me and touched me many times. You know, while grand miracles often capture our imagination, the extraordinary, the miracles that seem so amazing, many people experience what they call miracles in their daily life. Their unexpected recoveries from illness. Sometimes it's just moments of profound insight where God reveals truth to them or shows them where they've been going wrong and gives them a clear path ahead. And sometimes it's those coincidences that just seem too perfect to be random. These events remind us that God's miraculous power is not reserved for ancient texts and epic narratives, but it's interwoven in the lives of ordinary people like you and like me. See, for believers, everyday miracles are signs of God's divine presence in our life and in our daily grind. They may be less dramatic than the woman touching his garment and being made whole. They may not be as amazing as feeding 5,000 with just 5 loaves and 2 fish. But in our lives, when we experience the miraculous power of God, it shows us that he's there and he's concerned about our everyday life. So what then is a miracle? In its simplest form, it's an event that transcends our everyday expectations, a phenomenon that defies ordinary explanations and it inspires us with awe and wonder about God. And miracles remind us that there's more to existence than meets the eye. And then the most ordinary lives can be touched by the extraordinary when God gets a hold of our lives. Every day, across every corner of the globe, ordinary people are experiencing events that defy an explanation. These we call miracles. These moments, whether dramatic or subtle, they challenge us to consider the miraculous is not just confined to the pages of Scripture, but they're woven into the fabric of everyday life. Sometimes miracles show an escape or an intervention when we're right on the edge of life, when it's so dangerous and we could die had God not intervened. Makes me think of in 2008, my wife and I purchased a vacation home in Florida, and I was driving my car from Illinois, fully loaded with the things we would need for this new house, and I was headed on Interstate 74 when all of a sudden I felt God speak to me. It was strange. He simply said, put both hands on the steering wheel. I was experiencing no problems with my vehicle, but I immediately followed my feeling in my gut. And I had no reason besides what I heard in my heart to expect any problems. Within 30 seconds of gripping the steering wheel, I experienced a blowout with my right rear tire. And my car, including the trunk, was so full that I wasn't able to try and change to the spare tire, and I called a tow truck, which came to get me and help me off the interstate. And on the ride to the shop, the tow truck driver looked at me after seeing the car, and he said he was so shocked that my car didn't flip over. That made the hair stand up on my arms as I realized that God had prevented me from what could have been a fatal accident. A miracle can sometimes be as simple as hearing the quiet whisper of God's voice in your heart. I remember in the mid-1980s, there was a time when my wife and I were struggling financially. I had just started our church, and they were not able to pay me a real wage, and I was really struggling financially, and my wife received a letter one day from the Connecticut Student Loan Foundation and about her school loans, which we paid faithfully every month, $66.81. And we received a letter, and I left it on my desk for the longest period of time. But one day, as I was pondering our financial situation, I happened to pick that up and open it, and there was a letter inside that said, "Because you faithfully paid your student loan, we have decided to refund interest to those who were faithful paying their loans." And my friend, they sent us a check for an amount that totally took care of all the need that we had at that time. Sometimes God's supernatural provision is a miracle, and we see that He sends that at just the right moment when we need it. We have a financial breakthrough, and God is able to supernaturally provide. And again, one of the greatest miracles, I believe, comes in the healing of relationships. I have witnessed over the last 40 years so many couples that have come into my office who have come for counseling, and they look at me and tell me that they're headed for divorce. And over the course of time, I witness God bring these two people to the point where they look at each other and say, "Could you please forgive me?" And I've watched God heal relationships that were doomed and headed for divorce. Friend, that is an amazing miracle. This week on Fresh Oil, we're talking about the subject of miracles happen to ordinary people. Tomorrow, I have an amazing story to tell you about what happened to my missionary friend, Mike. Mike had an amazing miracle that happened in a Muslim country where God performed a healing on a woman's back that I want to tell you about tomorrow right here on Fresh Oil. Thanks so much for tuning in today for the program. Walk in grace, friend. God loves you with an everlasting love. He really does.
Thanks for joining us today for Fresh Oil with Pastor Keith Manley. Fresh Oil is an outreach of Grace Family Church in Rockford, Illinois, and can be heard each weekday at this same time. You can reach us online at weneedgod.com. Until next time, remember, God's love for you is unconditional, and He he makes his mercies new every morning.